Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. We're getting ready to talk some Mountain West football, or Mountain West update with Sed Bonner, the Mountain West football analyst from Root Sports Rocky Mountain, joining us here on the program. Give us a call, 634-1240, 1-877-388-7353, or text the show on the KFBC text line at 630-2266. Sed, here we go into another week. We're in November. It finally feels like November. Maybe a little snow flying later today. It's always amazing to me how fast the college football season goes, because we want it here so fast after it ends, and then it takes forever. Now it goes, and it just zooms on by.
It really does, and I think that's the best part of it. That's a beauty, and it makes people really love and miss it when it's not around, but then when it's here, it's just bam, and it's out of there. But for the teams that want to get on the next season, it's not going fast enough.
That's true. That's a good point. Maybe over in Laramie for one thing as well. Said, I wanted to get your thoughts. The first college football poll, the playoff committee came out with their first poll, and there's always a lot of overreaction to this thing, and I get a kick out of it. I know the Mount West was not represented, and it's going to take a big drop off by some of those other teams. But what were your initial thoughts, I guess, from the group of five, seeing Memphis up there at number 13? That was kind of a pleasant surprise for some of these group of five teams, I think.
I think it is, and it just goes to prove that Boise's not the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not the only one. But the American Conference has been great all year. I mean, they've had three teams last week undefeated still, and everyone, wants to talk about who they're playing. Well, they're playing who's on their schedule. So it bodes well for them to all play well. Memphis is solid on both sides of the ball. Got a great quarterback, and they get it done. I am not surprised at all at the top of that list to see Clemson. These guys have been great. Mm-hmm. They were tested last week and then pulled away and put the hammer down. So not surprised at all by Clemson being at the top of that list.
The big one was one loss Alabama, and I even think one loss Notre Dame ahead of some of the undefeated teams. Alabama doesn't bother me as much. The proof's going to be in the pudding the rest of the season for them. I think they may have started a little high. Notre Dame's a shock because they've won games and they only losses to Clemson, but it's not like they've looked overwhelmed. They haven't overwhelmed really anybody, in my opinion. That was the one that kind of was a head scratcher to me.
Well, I believe that's one of those ones where they utilize reputation and institution.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing decent teams, but they have not been dominant in any fashion. They could have very easily lost that game a week ago. Quarterback had a couple big runs mm-hmm. to get them over the hump, but Notre Dame doesn't, and in my opinion, they're not one of the top 7-8 best teams in America.
This thing will all play out, though. So all the fan overreaction, I mean, it's normal. Well, I don't know if it's normal or not, but it's fun. And I think a lot of times we just have to take a step back as fans. So it'll play out, I'm sure.
It will. And I think at some point, hopefully they maybe scale back the regular season
mm-hmm.
and then possibly get to like a 9-game schedule and then get to 8 teams in the playoffs and possibly 16 teams, because it works for the FCS, it works for Division II, Division III, it works everywhere, it works for the NFL.
Yeah.
But it can't work for college football, I just don't get it.
Said in the Mountain West, I think San Diego State has set itself apart maybe from the rest of the league after their domination of CSU last Saturday, but I look in the Mountain Division, and I've changed my tune every week on who I think the best team in this division. I thought it was Boise, then I thought it was Utah State after their win, then I thought it was Boise again, and now after what I saw from Utah State and the way Boise, they won at UNLV, but it wasn't, like we were used to seeing from Boise State, and what Utah State did to Wyoming. I mean, the Cowboys took a step back from what they've been doing. I just keep rotating those two teams on who I think is better in the Mountain Division. Are you doing the same thing, or do you have a pretty good idea?
I don't have a good idea. I wish you could help me out with that. But, I think those are two good teams to start. I think whoever makes the or has the biggest loss towards the end of the year is not going to be there. I also think with an Air Force Academy team, you got to keep yeah. in mind that they're not bad in the conference as well. They're right there in the Mountain Division, all three teams with one loss. So they're all right there. I think the most talented team by far is Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give credence to the fact that they are playing with an 18-year-old kid at quarterback. and getting it done. It wasn't pretty, but they're getting it done. Utah State, the pedigree is what it is. The defense is spectacular. It always has been. But they've got a challenge this week with a well-rested New Mexico team and that triple option if they get back to doing that. So it's going to come down to the wire. I don't really have a clear-cut favorite in that group. I just think they're all really good teams, and somebody's got to grab a hold of it. Like San Diego State's doing on the other side.
Yeah, we talked about San Diego State last week, and that was one of our games to watch, I think, for both of us, going over to Fort Collins and playing CSU, and they took him back behind the woodshed. What'd they score on, like six straight possessions or something like that? They really flexed their muscles, I thought, there at CSU in a game I think a lot of people thought was going to be closer and possible upset.
Well, including myself. I thought CSU would play tougher, and they did in the first half. I thought there was a crucial call early in that game on the goal line that was called a fumble, and I thought it was absolutely ridiculous that it was not overturned, and momentum and all those things were taken away. I thought I had to give credit to San Diego State because early in that game they were a little disheveled. Their secondary players were getting after each other. They were upset. They weren't playing well, but they held it together and ended up dominating that game, forcing some turnovers and really just took it to Colorado State towards the end.
I wanted to get your thoughts on officiating in football. I'm talking particularly college with what we saw in the Duke-Miami game, the replay officials. You talked about the questionable call that I was following on Twitter, and everybody on Twitter saying the exact same things you do. Even at the high school level, I've seen some poor officiating. And again, I know it's not an easy job, and I think we all understand that, but there's something about getting the play right when you have the tools in front of you to do so, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right. It's regosh darn ridiculous. It like that. I mean, I'd like to use other words, but family networks. I'm going to be nice about it. You can't go back and look at something that is so clear cut that you don't change it and get it right. That's what it's for. And I don't blame the officials in high school. I don't blame them. They don't have the guys that they can go back to look at it and supposedly get it right. In college, those guys are doing the best they can on the field, and they usually do a great job. But then when they send it upstairs for guys to take a look at something, those guys have got to be better, period. I mean, let's not sugarcoat it and candy coat it. They've got to be better. You can't look at something and really – I mean, are we all that different that we can't see the same thing and come up with the same explanation? I mean, is that where it's at right now? I don't understand if the guys that are in the booth are retired guys and – maybe they need to be active officials, guys that are in the mix and have played or been around the game at this pace to be upstairs looking at the video. You can't have a guy that's been retired for 20 years and has not seen a quick twitch muscle move in so long that he can't see the difference between a knee down and a fumble down when it's clear on a screen right in front of him.
You've seen Wyoming and CSU both said it's the border war. It's this. It's a big. You know, it's a big rivalry game. I look at this game. I think it's a game Wyoming can win. And being at home, playing with a chip on their shoulder, young guys. Brian Hill is just running like a man possessed. I don't know if CSU can slow down the run. They're going to try. I just don't know Wyoming's quarterback situation. Cam Coffin still has not thrown in practice. So, I mean, this one's up in the air. But where do you think the keys are in this game for either team?
I think for Wyoming, they've just got to be patient and run the ball. And then whoever's playing quarterback, you've got to be able to hit two to three big plays in that game off play action and using the running game. If they can do that, they'll have a shot. And for CSU, their defense played great in the first quarter against San Diego State. They were shutting the guys down, and then it just started getting away from them. If they can muster up that effort and determination against B. Hill, then they'll have a shot. And if their quarterbacks can just take care of the ball, don't give it to the other team. It's valuable. You have to value possessions, and if they do that, they can – very well win the game. They've got a lot of talented players and a lot of guys with a lot of experience on that team, on the CSU team. They should very well win that game. They've got everything in their favor. However, they don't have a veteran quarterback.
Is Brian Hill the best running back in the Mountain West?
Wow. That's hard to say. I definitely think he's part of 1A through E don't, it's hard because you got Donnell Pumphrey, mm-hmm. Waller. You've got all these guys, Tyler Irvin, and they all have very different styles, but they're all great in their own way. It's a tough conference to call or say who's the best running back. I think he, by the time he's finished playing, he could be the best to play in this conference. I mean, if the numbers are right, if he sticks around 4 years, he could put up some numbers that'll be hard to break.
What if I had Wyoming at 4-4 and maybe a couple more wins in the Mount West? Would that, does that make a difference in your mind?
No, because I don't think it's him not getting it done. There's some other factors at bay. I mean, I don't see him letting the team down much. It's hard. You've got an offensive line that's been banged up. You had guys that were starters early in the season still not back from injury on the offensive line. This is a tough place for anybody to run the ball with that offensive line not being cemented and not being great. I can't put it on it. I still think he's definitely in the one category, but I can't call him the best in the conference right now.
It all starts tomorrow night with Nevada at Fresno State, a game Friday as well with BYU and San Jose State in the Mountain West set. It's always a pleasure. We do appreciate it, and we'll talk next week. Season winding down. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Keith. Have a great day, man. Stay dry and warm.
All right, will do. Thank you.